FAQ by Mary A. Terzillo.
Is death contagious?
Death is transmitted by a spirochete endemic to fresh peaches, phytoplankton, and dreams of empty houses.
Does death wear a disguise?
Death has a splendid set of polished pewter teeth worn only at the decease of royal infants.
Is it true that a new dessert incorporates sugar, creme fraiche, and crystallized death? What is the calorie count per 100 grams?
You would find that fatiguing.
Is it polite to hum along if the bereaved bursts into flames? Should one intervene before the etheric stage?
Yes, and never.
I have seen skeins of gray linen draped on bare trees. Are these sacks of freshly laid death eggs?
One should not offend the modesty of mothers.
Might one dance with death at an afternoon tea and still call oneself holy?
If decorously clad.
What is death's favorite beverage? Should bottles of absinthe be concealed when death visits?
Absinthe is entirely correct, garnished with fresh thujone.
Can death estivate in the shells of the fighting conch?
In temperate zones.
Does death preen before mirrors staged in infinite regression?
Wouldn't you?
If death is seen walking on an interstate carrying a leaking gas can, should one offer assistance?
How could you resist?
Is it true that if you draw four deuces in a row, or if you fail to promote an eligible pawn, death will slash your hamstrings?
This is a superstition promoted by Borges cultists and the penitentes.
Does death experience orgasm?
Only if you lie.
Am I going to die?
No.
Is anybody I know going to die?
Only persons you know very remotely. Your touch confers immunity.
Does the thicket conceal death better at dawn or dusk?
Both.
Does death have a favorite number?
Yes.
Does death have a hometown, a native language, a weakness for Liebfrau milk?
Yes.
Will I know to close my eyes?
Yes. Yes. Yes.